As you know, the Trump administration has ordered U.S. troops to withdraw from Syria and Afghanistan. American commandos are also leaving parts of Africa, mostly in North, West, and East Africa. We're talking roughly 20 countries where the U.S. has military operations fighting various insurgent groups. Those battles are far from over, and the U.S. withdrawal could be a major setback. Tricia Bacon is a former counterterrorism analyst with the State Department. She spoke with my colleague, Carol Hills.
Tricia, which countries are currently hotspots for terrorist activity? Take us from West Africa all the way across to the Horn of Africa.
In sub-Saharan Africa in particular, you have sort of three major hotspots. You have Nigeria and Cameroon, sort of the Lake Chad Basin area. You also have the Sahel area and then Somalia. And in Nigeria, the primary focus is Boko Haram and the Islamic State in West Africa. And then when you move to the Sahel, you have this proliferation of groups. You have a number of groups operating. And that's one of the things that has made that region particularly problematic. And we've seen this increase in violence that's come with the proliferation of groups. And then when you move east, you get to Somalia. And there you also have two groups operating, Al-Shabaab and the Islamic State. But Al-Shabaab is a very dominant organization. So you have sort of different challenges when you have one major dominant organization versus a competition of multiple groups. So there's a very different sort of threat picture in these three different areas, and each one poses its own kind of challenges.
Is it fair to say that these groups are actual affiliates of ISIS or Al-Qaeda, or do they have more regional ambitions?
That's one of the things that makes the threat difficult in all three places, is you have a combination of those two things. You have groups that are affiliated with Al-Qaeda or affiliated with the Islamic State, but that are also very locally and regionally embedded. They are groups that have exploited local grievances, have exploited local shortfalls, and have been able to recruit locally based on those conditions. But they also have these affiliations with the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, and that provides them with some cachet. It can provide them with resources. And it provides them with a line to those two organizations when they need guidance, advice, or assistance.
What kind of role are U.S. troops currently playing in the fight against these militant groups?
Traditionally, they're taking on an advise and assist and training role. We have certainly seen instances when they are involved in operations, but that's not what they're primarily there to do. Primarily, it's been a capacity building type of role in these places. And there are clear capacity shortfalls in all three regions that are contributing to the inability to bring the threat under control and make it more manageable.
So is the idea for these U.S. troops to help countries help themselves in quelling insurgencies?
That is the idea. And I think that that's one of the concerns that people have had about the announced withdrawal of some of the troops, is that it will reduce the United States' ability to build the capacity of some of these militaries and security forces. And that's a concern because the sense is they don't currently have the capability to deal with these threats on their own.
And what's behind the decision for the Trump administration to start pulling out these troops?
My sense of that is that it's twofold. One is that there is a downgrading of the focus on counterterrorism in Africa. There has been sort of a shift to the traditional great power concerns about China and Russia in Africa and sort of what they're doing, rather than a focus primarily on counterterrorism, which has been the case since 2001. But having said that, I don't necessarily think it's specifically about Africa. We do see a desire to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, from Syria, from other places where there's been a heavy role in terms of counterterrorism and counterinsurgency. So it's a combination of the situation in Africa and sort of a change in the priorities, and I think an overall orientation of bringing the military back from some of these conflict zones.
I've seen some experts suggest that Africa is the next frontier for terrorism as ISIS loses territory in the Middle East. Do you agree?
I don't think that Africa is a new frontier in terrorism. I think we have an entrenched threat in Africa that has grown even more dispersed and has a number of organizations operating at this point. So it's sort of a fully established front in terms of terrorism, but I don't think it's a new frontier in terms of the terrorist threat.
Tricia Bacon is speaking with The World's Carol Hills. Bacon is a former State Department counterterrorism analyst. She's now a professor at American University.